the Hutu did something to the Tutsi. And the Tutsi disappeared for 30 years. They came back and we had genocide. Kosovo, Bosnia, what's happening? Why? Now, that's one way. Another way is Nuremberg, the Nuremberg option. Nuremberg. Now, most people say, yeah, no, that probably is not a bad option. But you see, Nuremberg happened where there were clear victors on one side and clear losers on the other side. And the winners could enforce, as they say, victors' justice. And have you noticed, in Nuremberg, the prosecutors and the judges, when the case finished, could pack their cases and leave. In most of the situations we're talking about, the judges, the prosecutors, the perpetrators, the victims can't opt and leave. They have to share the same geographic space. They're going to have to work out, hey, how do we in fact live together? A third option is do nothing. You say, let bygones be bygones. Let's forget the past. For goodness sake, let's forget the past. Why do you want to rake up the past? Forget the past and let's get on with the business of living in the present. And so you can give yourselves, as they did in Chile, blanket amnesty. Blanket amnesty, which is really amnesia. We forget. Let's try to forget. Mercifully, God has created us in a particular kind of way. The past dealt with in a cavalier fashion does not remain the past. It refuses to lie down quietly. Bygones don't become bygones just by your say-so. You don't have a fiat and you say, now, bygones, you're gone. They don't go. They return inexorably. They will return to haunt you. And you remember those quite haunting words in Dachau, the concentration camp museum, at the entrance there. Those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. Yes, but there is this way, the South African way, which didn't happen because South Africans were particularly smart. It was forced on them because of the realities of our situation. No one won. The government didn't win. The apartheid government didn't win. The liberation movements didn't win. Stalemate. Hey, how are we going to deal with this? And they struck on this compromise. Compromise tends to have a bad press, but it's not always a bad thing. Because they said, okay, in exchange for amnesty, for truth, you will get amnesty. In exchange for telling us everything you know about what you want to ask amnesty for, you will get freedom. Of course, if you don't, the judicial process, we hope, will take its course. You see, to say let's forget about it. Was unsatisfactory also for other reasons. One of them is that you re-victimize the victims. You say to the victims, what happened in your case either didn't happen or it doesn't matter. And you remember Dorfman's Death and the Maiden. The woman recognizes the voice of the man who tortured and raped her. And she manages to tie him up, and she's got a gun. And he still denies. And she's on the verge of killing him. And then he turns around and he admits he did. And she lets him go. Because the lie subverted her identity, her integrity. And we found, you know, that just in the telling of the story, people have experienced a catharsis, a healing. And it has been an incredible privilege sitting there and listening to people who by rights should be consumed by anger and bitterness and revenge, and you experience their magnanimity, their willingness to forgive.